the confused beginning of which Jean had failed to catch. The yarn was of a suspicious-looking brig, derelict and abandoned by her crew, that had been encountered in the English Channel in the twilight at the close of a dim winter's day, a ghostly wanderer on the water that no one dared board for fear of encountering dead men on her. The Basques of the group to the left were listening to a wild tale of warlike adventure beneath the blazing sun and on the burning sands of Daomi. The two stories, equally lurid and fantastic, reached John's ears in disconnecting fragments, and was mingled and blended in his brain, over which sleep was beginning to exert its confusing influence, while from the chorus in the distance came the persistently reiterated refrain of Old Neptune, running thread-like through the whole and connecting the parts by a sort of obbligato accompaniment. There is small opportunity for privacy on shipboard of a fine evening when the crew are all on deck.
Well,
Limerick was saying. He had been a fisherman of Brieux in his younger days.
Well, at last we concluded to board her.
It was of that gruesome derelict that he was speaking.
It was none too light, for the weather was thick and the night was close at hand. And I tell you what it is, boys, I felt pretty...